Hi everyone, and welcome to the Geopol Talks. My name is Newton Adika, the digital marketing specialist here at Geopol. And we recently had a conversation to do with social media usage in Africa. And we thought, why don't we try and actually go global and think about what is the comparison between social media usage in Africa and other regions out of Africa. So to continue with this conversation, I'm joined by Seth Eden, one of my colleagues, and I'll let him introduce himself more and share more about himself and what he does in at Geopol and what are some of the hats that he wears.
Thank you, Newton. So as Newton said, my name is Seth Eden. I'm a senior business development manager here at Geopol. Some of my responsibilities at Geopol is, leveraging new business, new opportunities for Geopol in terms of projects or grants or other type of client relationships so that we can expand our business as well as, conduct surveys and develop, very interesting reports on social media and MSMEs or, a lot of other type of organizations. Just a little bit about myself. I'm originally from America, from New York. I grew up there my whole life, but currently I live in Thailand. I have a family in Thailand, but I spend most of my time between the US and Thailand. So I'm well versed about, both the US market, the Asian market, as well as I've spent many years in Africa as well, mostly in West Africa, implementing projects for one of the main client organizations we work for, which is USAID, which is the bilateral funding organization that the U.S. government has for implementing projects. Some other things about me, which is interesting, I'm very active in the social media space, and we will be able to delve more into those type of topics and kind of how I use social media and how it's used in the U.S. and Asia to be able to, build relationships to, build relationships and be able to expand your opportunities to, even things like staying in touch with friends and family.
Good stuff. That's a really amazing introduction, and I'm really glad that you set aside some of your busy on your busy schedule so that you can join us in this conversation, Mr. Eden. So, as you saw recently, we had very, very amazing data from social media usage across Africa. And to give you an overview of some of the data that we got, we found out that Facebook is still king in Africa. And we found out that 79% of users of Facebook keep in touch in the platform with friends and family, and 68% of users follow news and current events, and 49% of users make new friends on Facebook. Facebook, we saw that had 82% active users in comparison to other social media platforms, and that's quite a huge number. So Facebook is still king in Africa. And we also found out that following closely was TikTok, one of the newest social media platforms currently. It came in at the second place with 60% active users in Africa. And we found out that 73% of users enjoy watching and sharing short form videos with friends, family, and we found out that 72% find entertainment and humor from TikTok, while 61% acquire new skills and discover ingenious hacks, whereby we found some short form videos on TikTok, people doing DIY stuff there. Some people have actually use TikTok primarily for gaining new skills. That's really interesting. And followed closely was Instagram, whereby we found out Instagram has 54% of active users in Africa, and 62% of the users use the platform to explore creative content and follow trends, and others use it for following influencers and celebrities, and others use the platform to actively share the content and preserve memories. And next, that is in the fourth place, we found out that 49% of users use X, or previously known as Twitter, with 78% of the users follow news sources and journalists. 59% use Twitter to or X to connect and engage with like-minded individuals, and 55% actively share updates and personal thoughts. And next is LinkedIn on fifth place. LinkedIn is used by 28%, has 28% active users in Africa, with 87% use the platform to job hunt and career advancement, and 83% use it to network, connect with fellow professionals, and 69% use the platform to build professional and online presence. And followed closely to that was Snapchat, and then the new baby in town, that is the new social media platform in town, Threads, and then others is Reddit. So these were actually really interesting data that we got from social media usage in Africa. And to explore that, or to dive deeper into that, we saw that 80% of active users, 80% of social media users have actually bought something that they've seen advertised on social media platforms. And we found out that 96% of users in Africa use these social media platforms on their mobile phone, 3% use on tablet, and 2% on computer. And to add more details regarding the whole data that we got from this survey that was carried out within Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa, we found out that averagely 35% of users spent 1 to 3 hours of their time a day on social media, and other 34% of users spent 3 to 6 hours on social media, and 16% use 6 to 9 hours of their time a day on social media. Wow, these quotes. Oh, sorry, Seth. Sorry about that. Seth, these are really interesting data that we see here in Africa. Definitely. And I was so amazed on how this came to be, and how this data was surprisingly so good. And we found out that actually TikTok came and surpassed these other social media platforms that have been there for the longest time. And it was really interesting to actually go through this data and to see what are some of the in things, what are some of these social media platforms that majority of Africans use. If I may ask you, what were some of the most interesting kind of like data that you saw from this report, from the findings of this report? What are some of the data that really blew your mind or surprised you?
I think, you know, the expansion of TikTok in the African space is quite amazing. You know, TikTok is a relatively new platform. I mean, yes, it originally came from the US and other markets, but for it to expand quite rapidly in Africa is interesting. But what also interests me about the use of TikTok in Africa is people use it for, you know, training or DIY type of video. Which, you know, TikTok limits your videos to 60 seconds. So, you know, most people, DIY videos are looking at, you know, longer type of videos. Usually they go to YouTube or somewhere else like that. Some of the interesting facts that I saw is, you know, people still utilizing Facebook quite heavily in Africa. You know, in a lot of other markets, it's kind of gone to you know, second place compared to Instagram. Instagram has gone quite popular, and you know, people like the features on Instagram and stuff like that, and they feel a little bit more secure in terms of their profile and their information on Instagram versus Facebook. So, you know, that's yes, some of the interesting. Yes.
And do you think, what are some of the aspects that attribute to that? Like, do you think the user base in Africa is, that shows that the user base in Africa is quite different from other regions? As you had mentioned that Facebook in other regions tends to come in second place because of some of the features that lack, and you find them gaining in Instagram. So what do you think might actually attribute to Africans still clinging on to Facebook?
Maybe, you know, the use of Facebook by some celebrities or other influencers in the African market. Also the, you know, maybe when people purchase a new phone from the market, Facebook is already installed on the phone versus Instagram.
Yes.
Also possibly that, I don't know with Instagram, but I know with Facebook, you can set up an account with your phone number without having an email address as well.
Yes, well, yeah, that's I think that's a very good point. And yeah, I think that's what some of the attributes that have really made Facebook really still maintain its numbers here in Africa. So, Mr. Seth, let me ask you, are you on social media? And
yes.
If so, which are some of the social media platforms which are some of the social media platforms you are currently active on, and how do you use these social media platforms?
Okay, so I'm actually quite active on social media, but I use each platform for various reasons. So, for example, I've been on Facebook since probably one of the first users ever on Facebook back in 2002 or 2003, and when I was a college student when it first started. And I still have
the same
account.
That's around that time it's when Facebook started.
Yeah, and I use Facebook just to stay in contact with old friends and family, see, you know, pictures. What, you know, a lot of my friends or family might post photos of their kids or what they have going on and stuff like that. I do not post very often on there. I just like to see photos. I'm on Instagram also for the same reason. Like to see, like, my niece and nephews are on Instagram. They're young teenagers and like to post photos on there and stuff like that. I'm on TikTok because I like funny videos. So, you know, when you're really bored, sometimes, you know, you open up TikTok and see some funny videos, you know, cat videos I like a lot and stuff like that, kind of get you to feel in a good mood. And then I'm also on, you know, I have a Twitter account or X, what it is now, but I'm not active on there. I don't really rely on it anymore for the news. Unfortunately, you know, after Elon Musk took over Twitter, a lot of companies in the U.S. have stopped using that platform for distributing information. And then
sorry to cut you short there.
Yep.
That's really interesting, and it really surprises me that that you've noticed, or rather you've from your research, you've actually noticed some businesses have stopped being that quite active on Twitter since the initiation of the new owner, that is Elon Musk. But that's quite different from Africa, because we find out that in Africa people still rely on Twitter for news. That's really interesting, because we found out that just from the data that we collected, we found out that actually the majority of users, that is 78% of the users, follow news source and journalist in Twitter here in Africa. That's really, really interesting to note that. Okay, sorry, you can still continue with the question.
And then probably actually the social media application that I use the most for my professional work is LinkedIn. I use LinkedIn every day, 5-10 times a day. It is to reach out to former colleagues, to network, to look for new business opportunities, to research organization, for a wide range of things. Also LinkedIn for people who are wanting to, you know, get free training courses. LinkedIn has lots of free training opportunities that you can get a certificate on. And so I mean, definitely where I'm at in my professional career, I'm using LinkedIn a lot more than any other social media platform, especially for, you know, professional development or work-related things.
Wow, that's amazing to note. Yeah, I've actually gone through your social media platforms. I've seen you on LinkedIn. You're really active on LinkedIn, and that's amazing. Good stuff.
Yes, and I think it's really important. Oh, going back to LinkedIn. Sorry, I just want to say I think it's really important for any organization that wants to expand its business into. If you're a new organization within, you know, say Africa or somewhere else, and you want to expand your business, is to have a very professional LinkedIn profile where you are putting your, you know, if you have projects you have going on, talking about those projects, or, you know, success stories or other type of things on there, so that people can see that you have a lot of activities going on, you're a reputable company, and people can reach out to you.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, that's so amazing. Yeah, it's and we will delve deep down into the comparison of how many people in Africa use some of these mediums of social media, and I just wanted to kind of like crack your mind, and I wanted to find out, you as a researcher, what is the place of social media in research?
I think social media can be used in a wide to get information rather quickly. It might not be a scientific type of research study, but say, for example, if you wanted to pull certain activities going on or interests, like say, for example, if you wanted to know what people's favorite soda is in New York City, and you could put that, you know, that poll on Facebook. Is very cost effective to write to run polls or other type of short surveys on Facebook or other social media platform to gather information quickly. Of course, it'll be hard to say this is a scientifically replicated study or something that's, you know, there's been a lot of rigor, but it's good to gather information quickly. I also think in terms of research, it can be used especially LinkedIn, for gathering literature reviews. Like, for example, a lot of academics are posting their new journal articles or new series or other type of academic type of things on LinkedIn that are easily searchable, and you can comment on it as well. I mean, in general, you know, there should be a sharp line between, you know, what you consider academic research and what platforms can be used for that versus what can be like, you know, like commercially based research, like some of the stuff Geopol does, you know, in terms of like, you know, what is your favorite, you know, food, or where do you like to travel to, or things like that. Those are very type of questions that are easily able to be asked on social media platforms. But if you're asking like very, you know, personal, identifical information questions, you know, about like politics or policies or things like that, social media is not the best platform to run those type of research questions.
Oh yeah, yes, I totally agree with you on that. And to continue with the conversation, I want us to take a step back and to delve into the comparison between how we use social media in Africa and how social media is used out of Africa. We had already earlier touched based on some of the ways in which that make platforms like Facebook so popular in Africa. Like, for instance, you raised an amazing point there that you find most of these devices or most of the phones that Africans tend to buy, we normally find out that Facebook is normally already pre-installed. And that will make many users easily just sign up and then they can continue using the platform. If I may ask, you, Seth, apart from Facebook easily penetrating into Africa like that, what are some of the primary social media platforms? When you look at some of the primarily used social media platforms, that is Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, how and from the usage that we have seen from the data, we find out that on Facebook, many people use Facebook to keep in touch with friends and family, and TikTok, many users use it to watch and share short form videos. And Instagram, many people use it to explore creative content and follow trends. Is this, from your research and from your usage out of Africa, is it still similar from the usage out of Africa, or is it quite different from how people use some of these top social media platforms?
No, it's relatively the same, but I think, you know, there are some additional questions that need to be asked as the age or the demographics of the people who are utilizing that platform in the African and in the U.S. context. For like example, in the U.S., a lot of young people use Snapchat to communicate with people and stay in touch. I mean, TikTok kind of has taken that over a little bit, but still a lot of people like Snapchat, because the nice thing with Snapchat for a lot of young people is you can send your friend a message or a video and it disappears. So they have that ability. Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, it matters a lot what the age of the individuals are and kind of what they're looking for. But I think it's relatively the same. I mean, even my family, my mom is nearly 80. She's on Facebook just to see photos and stuff like that and stay in contact with friends and family. I mean, that's generally the purpose, or post photos of her garden or things like that on there. And same with Instagram. I think when it comes to at least a lot of people in America now, they are not really like going all in on Facebook. They just normally are just go in there and posting photos with their friends or family, or saying what they're up to, or hey, this is a good cooking recipe, or you know, do you have recommendations if I want to travel to Paris, France, where to go, stuff like that, but not really actively engaged in, you know, back and forth conversation on that.
Yes. Okay, so I have one question for you. I know you are so active on LinkedIn, and you are very vast with the usage of LinkedIn across the world or globally. And from the data that we got on LinkedIn, we found out that 87% of users in Africa use the platform to job hunt and career advancement, and 83% use it to network, connect with fellow professionals, and 69% use it to build professional online and presence. But from the research that we actually also found, we found out that there are some incidents of some of Africans going directly to decision makers and asking them for jobs. Is that the same way that, or is that the same module of usage of LinkedIn that we see across other regions out of Africa?
It matters, because I've worked everywhere in the world. So I'm not going to say Africa's not alone in those type of requests. In other parts of the world, it happens as well. So I think one of the big issues, though, and when people do that type of, you know, reaching out to the decision maker and say, oh, you should hire me. Oftentimes, those type of individuals have not looked through the job description or read like the qualifications for that type of role and just say, hire me. And it really turns people off. I think the best thing in turn for people who are interested in building a professional network is, instead of saying to a decision maker, oh, I'm looking for a job, you can say to this person, oh, you know, I'm very interested in your company. Would you have time for, or put me in the right person to learn more about your company or something like that? Or you can ask, like, you know, is there any type of events I can attend that you guys will be presenting your work or things like that? Like, for example, a lot of the organizations, if it's an international organization, they're all over the world. They might be in Nairobi, they might be in Dakar, they might be in Paris, they might be somewhere, but you know, it's a matter of being able to network correctly. But then there's a lot of other things that go on. You just need to take everything on all social media, and this is always what I say to people, is anything with social media, you need to take with a grain of salt. You know, it's like when you talk about people in Africa going to X for news or other type of things from social media, you need to take that with a grain of salt, just because, you know, it might not be verified, there might not, you know, there might be a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of disinformation on the internet and things like that. I think, and then finally on LinkedIn, I think, you know, if you, the best thing anyone in Africa or Asia or you know, America, elsewhere, is to have a very professional LinkedIn page. You know, what I mean about LinkedIn page is to have a photo of yourself on there, have all your academic credentials, your professional work experience. Any, you know, another thing that's nice on there is to have any type of your volunteer experience. Also, there's a section within LinkedIn where if you've worked for an organization and you have a supervisor or someone, they can put a recommendation in there for you as well. Like, you know, Nguyen did a really good job when he worked for us on X, Y, and Z.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really an awesome takeaway and an awesome point that we could really shed more light to professionals outside there across the world, not only in Africa, on how they can actually approach LinkedIn. And let me dive on one popular trend that we've seen in Africa, and it's actually still going on globally. I just wanted to find out this aspect of influencer marketing. We found out that many Africans, or rather from the data that we found out, that there are some people who follow influencers, and these influencers tend to guide some of the trends that we see, some of the purchase trends that we see, some of the products that are introduced into the market. Is it similar to other markets out of Africa, whereby these influencers tend to guide some of the products that are coming up, or rather they tend to be used as a tool of advertising on social media?
I think it's there's two things you should look at. Like on TikTok, on Instagram too, you will see if someone, they're required to, if they were advertising a product for a company, it will say on the bottom, paid partnership by, you know, Pepsi, yes, or Coca-Cola, whoever. That means they're paid. But there's a lot of influencers who might be, you know, wearing some type of clothes or other type of thing that, you know, gets people to buy. Like, for example, there's a very famous American football player in America who last month wore this jacket, and then everyone saw a photo of him on Instagram with this jacket. Immediately, yeah, it sold out in all the stores.
Wow. So yeah, influencers really, really, they really kind of like influence the purchasing decisions of some of the people who actually follow them.
Yes, and these people bought the jacket just because this famous athlete was wearing it. I mean, not. I don't think they bought it for any other reason besides that.
Yes, wow, yeah, that's amazing. So as from that, we can see that influencer marketing really cuts across almost all regions, not only in Africa.
Well, Newton, I have a question for you. Like, for example, yes. In Africa, some of the big influencers, like on Instagram or stuff like that, if they are talking about a certain product or something like that, do a lot of people go and buy it?
Yes. Influencer marketing is really big. Let me give you, for example, let's say the skincare industry in Africa, or rather in Kenya, where I'm from. We found that so many influencers are really used for these skincare products, and they are really performing well in terms of purchase, in terms of people buying, just primarily from using these influencers. Yes, the influencer marketing really works in Kenya. And let me give you a personal example. Like, for instance, one of my favorite, I'll not mention them, but they were promoting a certain brand of TV, and I wanted to upgrade my TV. And when I saw this influencer is actually advertising this TV, I personally went and did more research regarding the TV, and I bought the TV just from seeing that influencer advertising that TV on his page. So I think that many Africans, or rather even many Kenyans, buy some of these products that are advertised on by these influencers. So I think it really works. It's really big in Kenya, and it's also in Africa. Yeah,
and same in Asia and the US. I think influencers have the ability to you know, shape the products that people want to purchase, because they have such a big influence on people and their purchasing power.
Yes, and still on purchasing, and we find out that these platforms have given the attributes of having your own e-commerce page within the social media platforms, and we found out that there are so many companies tend to advertise and promote their products and services on social media, and we find out that many companies, or rather many businesses, tend to advertise on Facebook and Instagram. Is it still a similar trend that you see out of Africa?
Yeah, it's somewhat similar, but I've really seen a very big uptick in the past year of the amount of small entrepreneurs that are using TikTok to sell their product through the live video chat experience, where they will talk about their product, especially someone, you know, if you're selling, like, you know, anything from clothes to beauty products to, you know, other type of things like that. I see a lot, especially in Asia, TikTok is used quite extensively for that.
Yes. I totally agree with you with that. Yeah, TikTok has really come up in terms of people using the platform to advertise their products and services. And to continue with the conversation, I just wanted to ask you: are there disparities in the impact of social media on? Actually, we've already touched base on that. The difference between social media usage in terms of businesses in Africa and out of Africa. So, Mr. Seth Eden, to actually just almost ending this conversation about social media usage in Africa, from the data that we had actually gathered here in Africa, and from your tech, from an overview, somebody who has been vastly used social media across different regions in the world, what are some of your tech on the different usage of social media? I know it might come up as a question that I've asked before, But just to finalize on this conversation, what is your take on the difference between social media usage in Africa and social media usage out of Africa?
I think, you know, one of the big takeaways is, you know, now in universities in America, I don't know if this is true in Africa, but for new students at university, they have courses about how to present yourself through social media, how to make your image more professional, because, you know, that stuff will be there forever, more than likely. So how can you make your image, you know, professional? You know, maybe you're looking for a job later and you have some posts or photos on Facebook or Instagram that are, you know, wouldn't be the best for when you're looking for a job. So how do you have a good public image? There's a lot of universities now in the U.S. that in freshman year, in your first semester, it's a class you talk that you have to take about how do you present yourself? Because, you know, people don't realize that when you post on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, you have given your data rights over to that company. They can store your photos, your videos, everything. It is not your property anymore. So, you know, they can use it for whatever purpose. So you just need to be very careful about what you post on the internet. And that's why we've seen these big shifts in America to these short little TikToks or, you know, Snapchat or other type of things, because there's been a lot of behavior change that, you know, families and teachers and other people talking to, you know, especially younger people who get actively engaged, that, you know, you just shouldn't be revealing your whole life on social media. Keep some things to yourself.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And yeah, that one has really kind of like opened my mind, and I've noted that is not actually the case here in Africa. I might be wrong, I might be naive for this, but I've not heard if there is a university here in Africa or here in Kenya who offer courses whereby they teach people on how to carry themselves in the social media platforms. And we find out that there's some of the things that we even, let's say we even tweet, or some of the photos that we normally share, that tends to haunt you later on in life. And that, I think that's a really good attribute that we've seen other parts of other regions of the world doing that, and it's not really, it has not been cultivated here in Africa yet.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want something that you said on Twitter 15 years ago coming back when you're looking for a new job, or say you're running for some political office or something like that. You know, they would, you know, you know, we all make mistakes when we're younger, and we don't want that to come back to haunt us. That's all.
Yes, for sure. So, Mr. Seth, any last words in terms of any last information that you have for our audience? Who, and I have to say that I have really, really, really learned a lot about the different aspect of social media usage that in Africa and out of Africa. And it's really amazing to have an expert like you coming in to spare your busy schedule to come have with us this conversation. So is there any last words that you have for the audience in terms of social media usage or any other aspect of research or marketing that you have for our audience?
I think social media can be made for what you want to use it to be. If you wanted to use it for, you know, personal reasons, talking to family and friends and stuff like that, you can develop your presence there. If you want to use it to build your professional career, you can do that. If you want to use it to market, you know, products that you're selling or a business or something like that, you can do it like that. So, you know, it's just a matter of how you, whatever strategy you have to utilize social media. You know, if you only use, like for myself, I only use Facebook to talk to family and friends. I don't put any opinions on there. I don't post anything on there. Very rarely I'll post something, maybe like a photo of my cat or dog or something like that, but I generally don't put my opinions or things on there. And then if you want to use like Instagram to market your business, you know, how do you strategize? You know, we live in a digital age. where you need to be able to leverage social media to anything from finding a job to building your business relationships or selling products or anything like that. So you just need to think about how you can leverage that to make your personal life or professional life better.
Yeah, wow. You've all heard it from Seth Eden himself. And Seth, thank you for coming into the Geopol Talks and for sharing with us your knowledge on social media usage across Africa and out of Africa. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. And we will catch you. Hopefully, we will have some more conversations with you in the Geopol Talks later on in the future.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you too. Thank you. So guys, there you've heard it from Seth Eden himself. Those are some of the most the whole conversation has really shed light to me, and I've really learned so much about the different usage of social media in Africa and out of Africa. And thank you for sitting with us and listening to us up to the end of the Geopol Talks part 2 of social media usage in Africa, and catch you in the next one. Peace and light.